Welcome to Testament Talks with Brody, Doyle, Julie, Avalos, and Marianne Johnson, and Maggie Carroll. Today we will be talking about the Bible and how to read it for anyone that is interested in Old and New Testaments. We are going to talk and go into depth and structure of the following context and structure of the Bible, how to read the Bible, and Limera Exegesis. We are talking about the context of the Bible and the structure, including the sections of the Bible. We will answer questions like, how does salvation history fit in? What does Bible mean? And what sections of the Bible we are most / least likely looking forward to reading and why?
To begin, let us discuss the context and structure of the Bible. The word Bible means library of books that is written by many authors inspired by God and tells the story of salvation history. You might be wondering what salvation history means. Well, it is the story of God's saving actions in human history and the people's responses. The Old Testament is divided into four sections: the Pentateuch, historical books, wisdom, and prophets. The section we are all looking forward to read is the historical books because we want to learn more about how God connects to history and about how Jesus influenced people.
In a few, we will be showing you an example of a Limera exegesis. Limera exegesis is used to help understand the deeper meaning of a passage in the Bible. There are four steps to the Limera, which are the literal stage, or what is literally happening in the passage, metaphorical stage, or the deeper meaning of the passage beyond the words, reflective stage, or how your life relates to the passage, and the action stage, or what action are you being called to do. The contextual approach to the readings in the Bible help you understand the meaning of the scriptures with context of historical events of that time and religious beliefs. What approach do you believe Catholics should use? We should use the contextual approach instead of the literalist approach because we want to learn more about the deeper meaning and not just what the passage is literally saying. In this Limera example, we will be using a scene from the movie Frozen. In the literal stage, Anna is freezing and dying from her frozen heart while trying to run through a snowstorm to find Kristoff to save her. Before she could find him, the storm stopped because Elsa thought Anna had died, but she was still alive. Anna had to save Elsa from Hans because he was trying to kill her. Anna then freezes, and Elsa saves her when she hugs her and cries.
The metaphorical stage is the symbol of friendship and girl power and how young girls shouldn't feel like they need a man to rescue them when all they really need is one another. Instead of having one of the men in the story rescue Anna, Elsa comes to hug Anna and starts to cry, and the power of her love for Anna unfreezes her. This shows a few things: that family is a bond that cannot break, and you don't need a man to rescue you, and girls are powerful.
I hope you learned all about the Bible and how to analyze scripture. Thank you for joining us today on Testament Talks with Brody Doyle, Julie Avalos, Marina Johnson, and Maggie Carroll.
In the action stage, I'm being called to care for others and do my best to help people, even if I have hurt them before. I'm also being called to always care for my siblings, especially when they are hurt or worn down.
I hope you learned all about the Bible and how to analyze scripture. Thank you for joining us today on Testament Talks with Brody Doyle, Julie Avalos, Marina Johnson, and Maggie Carroll.